Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the stories of the lovers, those people that had great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they had great love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was their approach? What was their mannerisms, their ways at the time when they had to leave this world? How did they behave? What expressions did they give? And some of those that before their time also, their expressions of love, of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because maut is actually a bridge that joins the lover to the beloved. So that expression of crossing that bridge so that they can meet the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Mushirin, qala sami'tu rajulan yaqulu li Sa'id ibn Abdul Aziz at-Talukhi, atala Allah baqa'ak, faghadiba faqala bal ajjal Allah li rahmata. Hazrat Abu Mushir rahmatullah alayhi said, I heard a man saying to Sa'id ibn Abdul Aziz at-Talukhi, that may Allah Pak keep you safe and sound for a long time. So this person made dua for him, that atala Allah baqaak, Allah Pak keep you safe and sound for a long time. This was this dua that he had made for him. So he heard a man making dua for Sa'id ibn Abdul Aziz at-Talukhi. So what did he do? He became angry and he said, no, Allah Pak should rather call me quickly to his mercy. In other words, don't make dua that I have a long life, a safe and a long life. Make dua that Allah Pak take me away quickly to his mercy. In other words, to show that how desirous he was to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Ubaidah ibn Muhajirin rahmatullahi alayhi qala lu qila man massa hadha al-ud mata laqumtu hatta amussahu. Hazrat Ubaidah ibn Muhajir rahmatullahi alayhi said, if it was said, anyone who touches the stick, he said, if anyone who touches the stick will die. So the stick wasn't with him, it was a stick that was at some distance from him. So he said, if it was said, if anyone touches the stick, he will pass away, he will die. I will get up immediately and go and touch it. In other words, I'm so desirous to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm so desirous to promote, that if it was told anybody touches the stick, that he will pass away, immediately I will wake up and I'll go and touch it. I won't hesitate. So desirous. Now this is what you call shauq. Shauq means a desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه مر به رجل فقال له أين تريد قال السوق قال إن استطعت أن تشتري لي الموت قبل أن ترجع فافعل. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه relates that a man passed by him. One man passed by هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. So he asked the man, where are you heading to? هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه asked this man, where are you going to? Where are you heading to? So he replied, the market, the souk. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said to him, if it is possible for you to buy death for me from before you return, you should certainly buy it for me. And if they're selling death somewhere in the bazaar, in the market, in the souk that you're going to, it's possible for you to buy death and bring it back for me, buy it for me. In other words, I'm so desirous for death, that if it's possible to get it in the marketplace also, bring it and come. Just an expression also, but this was a nasihat also for that youngster, that keep death in mind. Keep death in mind, you're going to the bazaar, you're going to the marketplace, so don't forget that there is such a thing as death, there is such a thing as mort. So keep that in mind also. And at the same time, he's showing his desire and his longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abdullah ibn Abi Zakariya, annahu kana yaqulu, lu khuyirtu bayna an a'mura mi'ata sanatin fi ta'atillah wa an uqbada fi yawmi hadha o fi sa'ati hadihi, lakhtartu an uqbada fi yawmi hadha o fi sa'ati hadihi, شوقا إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى الصالحين من عباده. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abi Zakariya rahmatullah used to say, if I were given the choice of living for 100 years in Allah Pak's obedience and my soul being taken away from me today or at this very moment, I would choose to have my soul taken away today or at this very moment. This is out of my yearning to go to Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's righteous servant. I got such a desire to meet Allah Pak, to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to meet the pious people. I got such a desire that if that option was given to me, I'll wish that my soul be taken away right now. One thing we must remember, that a person who has a long life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great, a very virtuous thing. But what these incidents and these ahadith are speaking about is that shock that people had in their heart to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear of that shock that pious people have, then it also creates shock in our heart. It doesn't mean now that it's not a virtuous thing to have a long life with good actions. It is definitely a virtuous thing it is a very good thing for a person. In the hadith it comes that he gets the opportunity of doing so much more salat, so much more fasting, so much more Quran, so much more that a person can do by having a long life. But what these incidents are showing us is the desire that people had for death is not something that is shied away, frightened for death, and they were worried and scared what will happen when death comes. They were actually desirous and looking forward to it. And Ahmad ibn Abil Khawari qala sami'tu Aba Abdullah al-Baji yaqulu lahu lu khuyirtu bayna an takuna lid-dunya منذ يوم خلقت أتنعم فيها حلالا لا أسأل عنها يوم القيامة وبين أن تخرج نفسي الساعة لاخترت أن تخرج نفسي الساعة أما تحب أن تلقى من من تطيع. حضرت أحمد بن أبي الحواري, he said that I heard Abu Abdullah al-Baji saying, if I were given the choice of having the world from the day I was created in such a way that I could enjoy all that is lawful in it and without being taken to account for it on the day of resurrection, and my soul being removed right now, I would prefer that my soul be removed right now. Wouldn't you love to meet the one whom you obey? What he's saying, from the day I was created, if I could enjoy all of the world in a lawful manner, whatever benefits in this dunya there was, whatever enjoyment, if I could enjoy everything in a lawful way, or I be given the option that my soul be taken away right now, I would prefer that my soul be removed right now. Here he's showing the desire also to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, wouldn't you love to meet the one whom you obey? You're obeying somebody, you're making itaat of some zat, some person. Wouldn't you love to meet that person that you've been obeying all that while? So this is the explanation. That you're obeying him, don't you love to meet him? Someone may make the following objection. So here the last part of this section, Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining something there. An objection might come to the mind that Musa alayhi salam, that the angel of death had come to him in human form. When he had come to him in human form to remove his soul, then Musa alayhi salam, it comes in a hadith, فَلَقَمَهُ, he gave that angel of death, Malakul Maut, one smack. So a question might come to the mind, and this is what you call a proper position. Him, even that objection that can come to the mind, that he corrects and he treats that objection. That if it was such a good thing to pass away, and so the pious people desired it so much, why did Musa alayhi salam smack the angel of death when he came to take his life? So this is how he's answering this objection. When the angel of death came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, first he says, someone may make the following objection. When the angel of death came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he responded in a harsh manner. If death is something to be yearned for, why did he respond in this way? The answer to this is that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he did not recognize him. Angel of death came in a human form. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam didn't recognize that this was the angel of death. So therefore he smacked him, thinking that this is an ordinary person that is coming there to say that he is removing the life of Musa alayhi salam. So therefore he smacked him. A hadith says that when the angel of death came to him at that time, he came in a physical form. It is stated in authentic traditions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam could not see Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form in this world. This shows that no one can see an angel in its original form. We learn from this that he came in a form of a human. It is therefore not surprising for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to not have recognized the angel of death. It is not surprising. The angel of death came in a human form. It didn't make him out. So therefore it's not something unusual, the action of Musa alayhi salam. Therefore it does not prove that he had no yearning for death. This completes this section. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us that yearning, that love for maut. Maut is not something that we should fight for. Yes, a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pa gives us a long life filled with good actions, filled in such a way that we can help people, please people, we can be of benefit to mankind. This should be our desire. But at the same time, this is not something that we run away from, we are not frightened for. And when we hear of somebody passing away, also we feel happy in our heart for that person. This person now is meeting his beloved, he's meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's meeting the pious, and he's getting an opportunity to meet his family members also. So now a person doesn't cry too much, he doesn't go into depression, but he thinks positive of this, and now that yearning is also created in his heart. How can I do good actions so I also can have a good maut? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.